just want to remind the board of a couple of things that this facility is not going to be. Mr. Berg testified that the facility would meet all of the, with the exception of the minimum side, what I call minimum side yard variance that we're asking for, that the facility would meet the area and dimensional criteria for the residential district. This is the RS district that we're located in. The maximum building height is 35 feet. That's the same building height that a residence is permitted to be built at. We're not asking for a variance. This building is residential building height. It's not a building that exceeds what would be permitted across the street or in the same zoning district. Building coverage, Mr. Berg talked about, 25% is permitted for non-residential uses and for single-family detached dwellings. We're using the same criteria that if a resident or people could build houses on the site, they'd be able to use the same criteria, the same intensity of use. Impervious surface ratio in this district is 75%. We're not exceeding that. You could build your house with a 75% impervious surface ratio on an 8,000 square foot lot and could have whacked. I mean, we talked about this at the adaptive reuse hearing several years ago, that in theory, if you could take the building down, and other than that prohibitive cost, you could have built a bunch of houses on there, each of which theoretically could have been 35 feet high. We also talked about the fact that the personal care home is recognized in this ordinance as a use that is residential in character. This is one of the districts in which it is not, but it is a permitted use in three of the other residential districts, one of which is directly across the street from this site. That was a fact that you found at the last hearing. You've mentioned in your findings of fact in your decision that the personal care home is a residential use, which is residential in character. So I didn't feel the need to go back over that, but to suggest that it is not a residential use, I think, just is not accurate. And I think it's inconsistent with the findings you've already made. Talk about, well, why don't you build another property? I think we've established that if somebody were to buy property across the street in the RG district, right next to this facility, and start over and build 54 beds on it, 25 beds on a 1-acre site, 50 beds on a 2-acre site, the impact on the neighborhood would be substantially greater than allowing the addition of this particular facility. And that's why we went to the Planning Commission, and the Planning Commission ultimately recommended unanimously approval of our plan. You can take judicial notice of the Planning Commission's action, but obviously they're not the zoning hearing board, but for the comments that were there, they unanimously recommended approval. And there were residents who attended that meeting to support the proposal. So we only have a couple people here. There are a lot of people who obviously aren't here. I recognize that it's a little bit different type of an application than you often see, but I'd ask you just to consider the factors that we've supported with this testimony and the fact that we're not adding a use that is non-residential in a residential district. I'd also like to put an emphasis and then a period on the point. This is a TMA. She is willing to, and we would accept a condition limiting no further expansion. As a point of fact, we couldn't do it anyway without area dimensional variances, impervious surface or building coverage variances, but put it on the decision. And some of the other comments, by the way, the mosquitoes, you know, right? Those are existing conditions. Those are not proposed conditions, although they're certainly relevant to the land development process. I think some of you probably know, if you've had any involvement with that, that the people who wrote the stormwater regulations require these types of rain gardens. I know a lot of my clients would love to avoid them for the reasons that we have here. They're not, if we can find a way to avoid that, to change that, we would. As far as the impact on the neighbors directly across the street where the addition is going, we're eliminating that facility, so we would at least be improving the condition about which she complained. That's all. Thank you.